Armand Shumpert tried to go into the Blazers locker room and start a fight.
Say something about the Kingsguard.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yeah, I heard Kingsguard. What were you saying about it?
Well, I mean, do you want the spoiler or?
No.
Yeah.
No spoiler.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I said I watched some wrestling. I watched a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. I was talking about the Kingsguard and...
I don't know, I heard Kingsguard and it made me think of Game of Thrones. What were you talking about?
When Jon Snow died.
Ah! Stop!
On 1340 WKGN.
Every time you're not paying attention, I come back with a Game of Thrones spoiler.
What kind of person spoils things for people who are in the middle of a season? It's like the most inhumane thing you can do as a person.
As a radio professional, the rudest thing you can do is not pay attention.
You said Kingsguard.
Yes, Kingsguard, Amon Shumpert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the Sacramento Kings.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John. Oregon. Oregon has officially named Joe Moorhead as its offensive coordinator.
Wait, what?
Oregon has officially named Joe Moorhead its offensive coordinator.
Gotcha.
Joe Moorhead will be the OC for the Ducks.
Gotcha. We already knew that, so, I mean, cool.
We did?
Yeah.
No, well, it's just now official, I guess. The stage for the 2020 NFL Draft in Las Vegas will be on the water at the fountains of the Bellagio. The players will be transported to the stage by a boat.
Seems like it's going to take a long time then, right? Like, will they know who gets drafted prior to Goodell announcing it? And then, like, it's spoiled by people? Or do they announce it, then get on a boat and drive over? And then walk across the stage. Are they going to shoot the fountains off every time a new pick is selected? How's that going to work? It seems like it's going to take a long time.
It seems crazy, doesn't it?
I do love those damn fountains at the Bellagio, though. That is one of my favorite things about Las Vegas.
The fountains at the Bellagio?
Yeah.
It's really, I mean, it's greater than Yellowstone, isn't it?
I haven't been to Yellowstone. I might go this year.
Yeah, you are going up to Montana. Yeah. I forget you're going to Montana.
Yeah, I'm going to become
cultured this year. You seem like a Montana man.
I'm going to be very cultured this year.
You will have been over a lot of the country by the time you get up there.
That is correct.
When's that going to be again?
July 18th
and
19th.
I'll probably take off that week, too.
We could just take off the whole show.
I got to thinking
maybe
about...
Maybe we could let some of these young guys... It's probably better to just take off a whole week of the show rather than one of us struggle...
Separate weeks.
...for a week.
I got to thinking... That's what Nate and Houston do. I used to make fun of them for it, but now I think it's better. I got to think, we were doing the show yesterday. It's just not even close to as good as when we're together.
Yeah.
I like being near you. When you're not here, I miss your scent.
Yeah. That's not weird. I agree.
So the...
maybe we just take a whole week off. Yeah. Or maybe like we three take the week off and then we can let some younger guys come in and at least have something in this time slot. Probably not. Yeah. Probably rather just do national. I don't know. We'll run it by some people.
Yeah.
There are sponsor obligations, for those weeks. So we got to figure stuff out.
Yeah. I think I'm probably going on an East Coast trip this year.
Nice.
So I don't know when...
I've got a place I might need to suggest to you, but I'm scared to suggest it to you.
Go ahead.
I'll do it off the air.
Is it a prostitution joint or something?
We'll do it off the air.
Okay. The 2020. So the draft going to be these fountains at the Bellagio.
I do love the Bellagio. Yeah. That's my favorite part of Las Vegas, next to the aside from the shopping mall at Planet Hollywood that has like a Chipotle and PF Chang's. Not a PF Chang's, a Panda Express. I love that in Vegas just because I know I can always get a reliable meal there at one of those places because some of them are too expensive. Some of them are, really just, like I said, just too expensive or just places you don't want to eat at. I can always get either Chipotle or Panda Express at the Planet Hollywood there, and I appreciate that.
And that's always good fresh food. For being a quick option.
Like, yeah, it's good enough,
I feel like Panda and Chipotle are better for you.
Every time I go to Vegas, I just keep eating at that Panda Express and Chipotle.
Yeah. I feel like if you get the right things, those can be a lot better for you than, McDonald's.
Maybe, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. So, this is a weird design. I mean, the stage is literally in the middle of the Bellagio fountains. I would have never thought. You think they're trying to top Nashville? Because Nashville was so well-received last year.
I mean, Vegas is going to have to try to top Nashville, but Vegas also is all about doing shows and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think Vegas would already do this, even if it wasn't for Nashville. They are all about making the spectacle. I'm curious to see how Vegas gets affected by the legalized sports gambling. Because I was thinking about this. I have been to Las Vegas probably five times. And I don't know when I will go back because of, you know, if you want to go just for a betting weekend or something like that, now you can go to pretty much any casino and have the option to sports gamble.
Yeah, but I feel like Vegas is still Vegas, right?
I don't know. What makes Vegas Vegas?
Gambling.
You can do that at any casino.
Yeah, but those casinos aren't in Vegas, though, you know?
Again, what makes Vegas Vegas?
Well, because it's all there together.
It's all overpriced is what it is.
Yeah, but it's a show.
And
it's
now
a
they've changed. Now they've changed the damn blackjack odds. And instead of getting 3-2 on blackjack, you only get 6-5.
There's other things, though.
Did you hear me? Instead of 3-2, you get 6-5. That's a big deal.
I hear you.
Imagine if you're playing hours of blackjack, the way you can kind of keep the odds in your favor is you get 3-2 on blackjack. So if you bet $100, you win $150. Now, you only win $120. That's a $30 difference.
But it's just such a spectacle.
Imagine you get 10, you know, let's say you get 5 blackjacks over a 5-hour period. That's $150 you've lost. All because there's stupid little rule changes.
But having all the casinos there together and the shows.
You only need one, bro.
Yeah, but the shows.
The shows are cool, but like.
The strippers.
Are you going for. You can get strippers anywhere.
The pool parties.
You can get a pool anywhere.
You can kill a guy in the desert.
Now that you can do. Yeah. That can't be replaced.
You can't do that everywhere. You know, it's legal in Vegas to kill a guy in the desert.
The drinks are overpriced. Shows are overpriced. Everything's overpriced.
I don't want to be the grease ball here, but I'll go ahead and say it. The legal prostitution.
That's not in Las Vegas, though.
If you're looking for that kind of.
That's not in Las Vegas.
It's shortly outside.
How far outside is it?
It's a suburb.
How far?
I don't know.
I don't feel like it's like an easy little drive by any means.
I think it is.
Like it's like an hour and a half.
There's whorehouses all over that state. I mean, there's like.
Okay, but I mean, I feel like that's in any big city you can work the back pages or,
no, but,
I don't know.
No, but yeah, but you can do it legally there.
Okay, well, I'm not going out to Vegas for that reason. So, like, I don't know when I will be back in Las Vegas is what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know when I will board a, you know, 5-hour flight, 4-hour flight, even with a straight shot to go do that.
Well, you don't have to.
I know. I wonder how that's going to affect Las Vegas. So they need to put on a big show for the like, NFL might help them a little bit.
It'll make more room for the rest of the people, I guess. I imagine. I don't think Las Vegas travel is going to go down. I don't think so. That shirt you're wearing, you can see those animals in Vegas. They got all kinds of cool stuff in Vegas. There's tigers, strippers, mainly tigers and strippers.
Those are your top two.
That makes up
you and these damn tigers. What is it with you and tigers?
I think they're cool.
First, it's Mike the Tiger. You want him to lead people out of the locker room, and now you just want me to go to Las Vegas to see tigers. There's a Knoxville Zoo right up the road, bro.
They do have a tiger.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
They have tigers.
They don't have strippers. Speaking of strippers,
I don't think that's confirmed.
It's not that far from the bad parts of Knoxville. We can find you a lady of the night over there if you need to.
Speaking of a lady of the night, Crystal, the Chattanooga-founded Southern fast food chain, has filed for bankruptcy.
That's unfortunate.
They say they're just trying to improve their business. They're not going out of business or anything. You know, sometimes you got to reset. Sometimes you got a lot of debt racked up. You got to reset. That's just, you know, file a little bankruptcy action.
Them announcing their bankruptcy is the first time I've seen crystals in the news in a long time.
Yeah, except in a prostitution sting.
They need to try to get a movie made about them, kind of like White Castle did. They need to get somebody to try to do like a Southern version with crystals.
Don and Larry go to Crystal.
Yeah, on the way to a NASCAR race or something.
Drunk.
I don't know.
They're, like, instead of being high, they're hammered.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be like named after them, but they really need a scene like White Castle had.
Yeah. Felipe Franks is going to Arkansas, and De'Aaron King is going to Miami. So a couple of quarterbacks there.
Okay, De'Aaron King to Miami and Felipe Franks to Arkansas.
Yeah, so we'll have to play Felipe Franks next year. Again, how about that?
That was the best he could do, was Arkansas?
Apparently. we'll have to go up against him on Halloween. And some people think he looks kind of like a scary. Who is it they say he looks like?
I've just seen people say he looks like the guy from the Narnia, the Witch in the Wardrobe, the guy, the goat boy.
Yeah, yeah. So
not really scary.
Again, yeah, I guess not.
But like he's in costume.
Yeah. How about De'Aaron King, though, to Miami? Just an awful decision by him.
Could be worse. Could have went to Arkansas.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I feel like if you're trying to win something, though, you know.
That division's up for grabs, ain't it?
It's a different team has won it the last 7 years, so
it's up for grabs. They can go out there and maybe win it. I mean, I don't think they're going to, but
that division
could be worse than going to like. I mean, I know they're not on South Beach, but they're not far away.
Yeah. Bo Pelini, a strong candidate for the LSU DC job.
That'd be a good move for him and them.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's probably his best route of getting back as a big time Power Five coach because no one was even bringing his name up. You know, this go around for head coaching vacancy, so. If he goes there at LSU and their defense doesn't, you know, fall off, could be good.
I have one other headline.
Okay, it better be good.
I felt like you were about to go.
I was about
break.
To.
The Lady Vols won last night on a buzzer beater.
Hey, shout out to my girl.
Raniah Davis. They beat Alabama. They were down 63-62, and then she jacked one up from NBA range. Probably more luck than anything, but it went in.
My girl Kelly just looked relieved on the sideline. She didn't celebrate. She was just like... You could see her, like, stressed out, and then as the shot's going up, she's like, really? That's the shot we just got?
Yeah.
In a one-point game? That just happened, and then it goes in. No celebration, which I appreciated. I feel like she responded the way you're supposed to, just kind of exasperated, like, thank God.
Got lucky.
Yeah, we dodged a bullet there.
It was cool to see, though. A buzzer beater is always exciting, even in the women's game. I know you don't like women being allowed to play basketball.
That's not true.
But I thought it was very cool to see.
Love seeing my girl Kelly get another win. Let them stay in the top 25, beat Alabama. They snapped a losing streak to Alabama. They had a losing streak going
five in a row.
Yeah.
Ooh, they got UConn next.
Okay. Yeah, Thursday night. That's right.
Where's that game
UConn.
At?
Up in Connecticut.
Stores, is that where they play? Stores, Connecticut?
I don't know.
I think it's Stores.
Connecticut.
Maybe. Tennessee plays basketball tonight. We'll talk about it next. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right. Tennessee plays Ole Miss tonight. 9:00. After the game, you can hear the voluntary reaction presented by Miller Lite. It's going to be a late night. Hopefully, it's going to be a late, quick, easy night. Tennessee comes in. Last I saw in my bookie, as 7.5-point favorites. It's game Tennessee. I believe they're down. Okay, so they're down to 6.5 right now on my bookie. But this is a chance for Tennessee to get another SEC win. They've had an easy schedule so far in the SEC, but Tennessee needs every win that they can get. This is another good opportunity. This is a home game. This is going to be Urosh's first home game. So maybe he could play a little bit better and be a little bit more comfortable and things could kind of get back on normal for him and get on track for the Vols, who can get to 4-2 in the SEC, which would, you know, at worst case, put them tied, keep them tied for fourth place. You know, it's a log jam there. Right now there are currently four teams at 3-2. Tennessee is tied with Auburn, who lost two games last week, Alabama, Arkansas, and then there's Tennessee. You have South Carolina with only two losses, but they've only played four conference games. It's a big game tonight. It's one that Tennessee should win. Ole Miss is currently winless in the SEC. They're 0-4.
They've lost five in a row, too.
Yeah, if you go back and add Wichita State in, they got thumped at Wichita State. And then once they've got the SEC play, they had a home game against Arkansas at Florida. At A&M, home game versus Arkansas, at Florida, LSU. The LSU game, they lost by four. They were close in that game, but five in a row losses, four in the conference.
It does look like they've got a pretty good scorer, this Tyree guy. He's a lot of times he's in the 20s. He's usually their leading scorer. He had 36 the other night against LSU. I don't know if he's related to David Tyree or – you know, it could very well be a different family descent.
Very well. Very easily.
But he's typically their leading scorer.
Tennessee needs a win tonight. Tennessee, if they get one, does this change? Like it seems like they will have survived the beginning of the season if they get this win, right?
Yeah, and they will have officially won 2/3 of their first 18 games. 12-6 puts you – you're on the right trajectory to win 2/3 of your games. If now, you end up 20-10, you're in a good spot.
Yeah, obviously the schedule have been a little bit easier than it will be at the back half of the season.
That's what I'm worried about.
But that's what – I mean, if you're looking for the whole year, like that's one thing. But, so say Tennessee starts SEC play at 4-2, tied for fourth place. At the worst, that's okay.
That's the definition of a bubble team, really. I mean, that's right where you want to be. But, yeah, like you said, though, the back half of the schedule is it's really, really tough. And I just – to me, it's unlikely that we'll be able to navigate it. But who knows? We've won 3 of our last 4. I mean, we've beaten the SEC teams that we're better than. So
– like, currently Tennessee only has one bad loss.
Georgia?
Yeah. That's the only bad loss they have right now.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, I think, is in KenPom's top 50 ranking, so it's not viewed as a bad loss. Okay. I think the only top 50 team that they've lost to, or the only team outside the top 50 they've lost to, is Georgia, which hangs out at 84.
Yeah,
I saw Billy tweeting about this over the weekend.
Yeah,
and when Billy gets going on his research, so
yeah, that guy spends a lot of time on tweeting that information out.
He's good. He does his job for the people.
I wonder if he doesn't have a lot of hobbies or.
His hobby is sports. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm just, maybe, I don't know. I might see if he wants to hang out sometime or something.
Maybe.
Get him away from the phone,
We used his stats. He did okay with that. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, he's good at it.
But the point is, Tennessee is, has so far avoided bad losses. Now, do they lack good wins? Yes, they lack good wins.
Well, they have 2. They were at least good at the time. I don't know if they'll end up being good. Like VCU and Washington, I don't know what they're up to right now.
But. Sure.
We got a chance for a good win Saturday.
Yeah, this is a game you can't look past Saturday, though, for because Saturday you're just kind of playing with house money. If you lose to Kansas, no one is going to expect anything different, right? For some reason, College Game Day is going there. Has that been explained? Why is ESPN's College Game Day going to Lawrence to watch us play Kansas?
Unless it was predetermined, before the season, I don't know why we're a big brand, we're a big name basketball team.
Yeah, currently ESPN doesn't have us in the field of 64. And we're no longer in the first 4 out. I guess it's 68 teams now. Then we're no longer in the first 4 out or the next 4 out. So, they don't even have us in the top 76 right now.
Well, I believe Jerry Palm has us in his first 4 out still.
Okay. ESPN does not right now.
I'll check on that, but I think that's true.
You can't afford to look ahead to Kansas and lose to Ole Miss. Of the weekend, this game is much more important. Agree or disagree? If you look at just this week.
This game. Well, I don't know. It depends on how you define it. Because if you lost this game but then you beat Kansas, you'd have a really nice win over Kansas on the road.
Sure.
I think that would more than even out. But obviously, I think it's less likely that you beat Kansas.
Obviously.
So, in the grand scheme of things, if you're being realistic and where this team's going to be on the bubble at best, then by that definition, this Ole Miss game's more important. But,
if you beat Kansas, that's I don't want to call it a season-defining win, but it would be a resume builder. I guess it would even out. It would be a plus. If you lose to Ole Miss at home, but then you turn around and beat Kansas, that's probably a net positive. Right.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
It does seem like you're just looking at what's more likely, what's more, obviously, I'd imagine Tennessee's going to be 14-point underdogs or so to Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah, Jerry Palm does have us right now in his first 4 out.
Okay.
Our net is 64, whatever that means.
That's like the their little rating.
Our RPI.
Yeah, it's the new RPI.
I miss the days of the RPI.
Yeah, they really shouldn't have gotten rid of that. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that to us?
We've never made a Final Four since this net ranking came in, you know. It's really stupid when you put it that way. Yeah. I don't like it. Why does everything got to change all the time, you know? Some things should just stay the same.
Some things.
Whatever happened to the good old days, the RPI?
Ole Miss isn't in the top 100, I don't believe.
Kansas is projected currently as a one seed. I think I'll be more excited for this game against Kansas if we win tonight. Like, I don't want to get too excited for Kansas because I don't think we're going to win. But, you know, still, just to, like you said, house money, just to go up there with a shot at it.
Yeah.
To be 12-6 going in, I think that'll be good. Whereas if you go into that game coming off a lost Ole Miss, 11-7, that sounds a lot worse.
No, that's a huge game tonight because it's just a game that Tennessee can't afford to lose. Some people might have already given up on tournament aspirations or whatever, don't really care if Tennessee makes the tournament. I'm not one of those people. And plus, I want to see this team play better and kind of get going at home again. They haven't played very good at home lately. But Ole Miss, yeah, currently 113th in the net rating. This would be Tennessee's worst loss by far. They have yet to win a road game. This is a game Tennessee should be able to win. We'll kind of dive into the matchups a little bit after the break. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Drink what...
Tennessee playing Ole Miss. Voluntary actually goes live after the game tonight. On Saturday for the Kansas game, we will have a live voluntary reaction. The first time we've ever done this, we'll be live at Hops and Hollers. So you could come watch the game with us and then hang around. We'll get you on the air. It could be like you're a caller, except you're there in person with us. So come watch the game with us for the Kansas game and then have the option to hop on and give us your reaction to it. As we do our first ever voluntary reaction live remote from Hops and Hollers.
Fancy.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Although I don't know if I'm doing it or Russell's doing it. He's usually been doing the Saturday edition, so yeah. Maybe you can hop on with Russell. Maybe we'll both be there. I don't know. Kind of depends. We'll figure it out. But you will have that option this Saturday for the Kansas game. Ole Miss isn't very good at basketball. They don't have any good wins. Other than, like, Penn State. Penn State's okay, I guess. But other than that, they haven't beat anybody even in the top 200 of college basketball. This team isn't very good.
Where's Marshall Henderson when you need him?
Marshall Henderson is long gone. I don't know where he's at. They do still have that Brian Tyree guy. He's been pretty good for them.
That's the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Brian is
his
name.
Brian, yeah. They still got Tyree. He's there. He's the only one that's actually, like, you know, pretty good for, like, SEC level, I guess, that has proven at least. Tennessee will have to watch him, which does worry me a little bit. In the past, you know, if Lamonte Turner was still on this team, maybe you wouldn't even worry about Tyree because, you know, Lamonte is one of the better defenders or was one of the better defenders in the country, especially the conference. Now I do wonder what happens when Tennessee has to try to stop a guard. It didn't work against LSU, if you remember, right? We had nobody that could stop Smart.
Yeah, no, they tore us apart.
Yeah, and Smart had another big game against us. Tennessee couldn't do anything about it. So, like, can Tennessee slow down a good perimeter player? I don't even know who our stopper is. Who is our stopper on defense? Do we make Bowden do it and then ask him to also be our leading scorer? Do you ask Pines to do it even though, like, you know, some of these guards are going to be too quick for Pines and he's kind of more better suited to play, you know, kind of down low a little bit and block some shots and, you know, show some versatility on pick and rolls or whatever, but who's our primary defender?
Well, I don't know. You don't want to let Tyree get hot, but the good thing is he's coming off a 36-point game. You rarely see guys replicate that.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's the Baltimore Ravens trying to stop Derrick Henry method. Like, yeah. Hey, he did it a couple times. He can't do it again.
Surely not going to happen again.
Yeah. Things like that happen in sports a couple times, and you could keep it rolling for a little bit. It's called getting hot.
Well, you look at what happened, too, in that game. They played LSU tight. It was 80-76, and he scored the majority of the points. So I got a feeling if Ole Miss has 76 again, we're probably going to lose the game. So,
okay, so you look at that as like, hey, Tennessee might not be able to score with Ole Miss type of thing?
Well, no, absolutely not. I mean, yeah. If he gets hot, like if he goes off for 30, yeah, I think we're probably losing that game. I mean, we need to keep this our style of play, which is just awful, ugly, disgusting, hard to watch. That's how we're going to win games, when they're hard to watch.
Huh.
The games that you really hate watching that you don't want to see.
Yeah,
those are good for us, which I feel like is every game we play. So maybe they're not always good for us.
We were kind of the grit and grind Memphis Grizzlies.
We sure did, hamper Vanderbilt the other night. We put it on them.
They didn't score any 3-point baskets. We D'd that ass up.
Yeah. So come on in, Ole Miss, get some. Come on in. Would be cool if Marshall Henderson was still playing, though.
Last I saw, he was, as of like 2018, as of something, 2018, he was playing in Italy.
Italy?
Yeah, I was going to say Israel, but okay, Italy. Okay.
Andy Kennedy, no longer there.
Will Andy Kennedy be on the call tonight?
I feel like that's
a bias. Andy Kennedy's really good on the call. Well, we get Dane Bradshaw sometimes.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay. I like Andy Kennedy.
Dane Bradshaw's not biased.
I think Andy Kennedy's pretty good at his job, so I hope he's on the call tonight. It'd be nice to hear him critique Mississippi.
I'm still waiting on him to join Rick Barnes' staff.
You reported that first. We'll see if you end up getting the credit on that if it ever happens.
Yep, I did report that. All I said was I saw them together.
That's not all you said.
They could be friends.
That's not all you said.
Well, I just speculated, you know.
I remember a report.
It's an official report that I saw them together.
They're not very good at interior defense, so if Tennessee it's been Tennessee's issue so far this year, but can Tennessee get the ball in the post? Can they get the ball to the rim? If they can, they might be able to score some points because Ole Miss isn't very good at defending those. Teams are shooting over 64% against them at the rim. That's not good. Which means I'm going to be really frustrated tonight if Tennessee's not going to the rim. Like if Jordan Bowden is doing his mid-range three-point contested game and not getting to the rim, that's going to be bad coaching. That's going to be bad execution, whatever you want to call it. Tennessee should be trying to get there and lay the ball up as much as possible. Ole Miss doesn't have any shot blockers. They can't play defense inside.
You said the line on this game is 7.5?
6.5. It's down to 6.5 at my bookie.
I think we should win this game probably. 62, 55, something like that.
So right around the number?
60, yeah. 62, 56.
Yeah. This would be a bad loss. This would be one when I think frustration would start boiling over. The Georgia game last week was bad, but at least you're on the road and you're playing Anthony Edwards, who's a top three pick, if not number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
You can get by with some of that. You could accept sometimes that, hey, A, you're not going to win on the road in conference, and you're also sometimes you just can't stop a certain player. Losing to Ole Miss tonight would have some frustrations really boiling over.
It would, and we'd have to just kind of move on from Tennessee basketball at that point.
And I don't want to do that because we're already kind of hitting a content lull.
Mm. Yeah, we'd have to start talking about other things.
It was nice last year when we could go from football right into Tennessee basketball.
It was nice that we were very good.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to follow this team into March. You just got to hope for the best. I mean, they've got a roster now that's going to gel. Like, there's not going to be as much, you know what I mean?
I'm still wondering who the hell is going to dribble the basketball and create. Like, can they not turn the ball over? Because you still got 8 turnovers last week. Last game against Vanderbilt from Vescovi and Triple J.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but, I mean, they've at least got all their guys in there now. Like, this is what the team's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more fluctuating pieces. Like, are we going to get this guy back? This guy's hurt. Who's going to play here? Like, at least we can start to settle in, kind of.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe that'll help. Just to have the team be able to settle.
You know, you talked about the game being the tendency to ugly it up. I don't think that's the case tonight. I think uglying it up tonight would be a red flag, an even bigger red flag. I think this should be a game where the offense actually looks crisp.
I'm just saying all our games are ugly.
No, I know. But I think, A, you've had more time with Vescovi. You're going to be at home. But with how bad they are on defense, especially at the rim, like Tennessee should get into the 70s, I would hope.
The 70s?
Even if it's the low 70s, like Tennessee should be able to score.
We've never been in the 70s.
It's been a while. Have we scored in the 70s all year?
Oh, I'm sure we did in some trash.
Against good teams, have we done that yet?
I doubt it.
Yeah, we got to 75 against Washington. 72 against VCU. Okay, so we've gotten to the 70s.
If we get in the 70s.
Twice. Twice.
Are we undefeated times we've been in the 70s?
That is correct. We are undefeated if we score over 70 points.
You mean we didn't get in the 70s against those early teams?
Yeah, no, like we did. I was just counting Power 5
real
teams.
Yeah,
I mean, we got into the 70s against UNC Asheville, Murray State, Washington, Alabama State, or Alcorn State. The 80s against Murray State. We had that huge second half where we looked like we were going to be really good. Got in the 70s against VCU and Florida A&M.
Yeah, so we're kind of an offensive juggernaut, really.
I wouldn't go that far. We scored 69 against Missouri. That's close enough. Let's round up. If we score over 69 points, we're undefeated.
Do you want me to say nice?
No, I was just telling you that that's what we scored against Missouri. We were asking about 70, and we got to 69. I'm asking you, you don't have to say nice. I mean, it is nice that you're undefeated at 69 points and above, because that means if you score, your defense can usually hold the team down, or you've played loser teams, but still.
You know, I used to think the 69 thing was kind of played out, but it still works. It still works.
Some things are just classics, bro.
Some things still work, yeah. Especially when you see it, like, on the internet. That's when it works best.
Because
you always know what the comments are going to say. Like, no matter what it is, like, you know, beloved philosopher so-and-so dead at 69. Nice.
Nice.
It's always going to be there.
It's nice to just have things you can rely on. You know what I mean?
Like, just another person?
Just consistencies.
Flipped the other way?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you stupid. It just means stuff to rely on. Like, it's a comfort joke. It's a comfort joke. You know what I mean?
It's really not that comfortable unless you're...
The joke.
And the one on top is kind of...
Okay, enough. Tennessee needs to win this basketball game. Tennessee needs to score points. I would be worried if Tennessee gets stuck in the 60s, at least, especially the low 60s. Score some points. This defense is bad. Show me that you have figured some things out on offense. Go out and cover the damn spread. Go out and win. Let's get to 4-2. The Vaughn Terrier will be live after the game. Presented by Miller Lite. Listen in. I think it's going to be me and Hayden again is the plan. Unless I could trick one of these young guys into saying my throat's too sore and I can't do it.
You and Hayden, huh?
The new dynamic duo. I'm molding Hayden in case you leave.
Oh, go to hell.
I'm a chubby chaser.
You go to hell.
Stick with us. Last calls on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Congratulations.
Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle, the official vodka of the Civic Coliseum. They had a wrestling event there over the weekend. It looked like there was a really good crowd. Good for them. Good for the WWE. Good for Volunteer Vodka. All right, let's pump the brakes and keep rolling. Cody, you want to go first or second?
First.
All right, go for it.
Got some breaking news about the Dodgers. It's big. Retroactively, it's big.
All right.
Yep. The LA City Council has unanimously approved a resolution today urging Major League Baseball to strip the World Series championships from the Astros and the Red Sox and reward them to the Dodgers.
So they officially voted in favor of that?
Yes. So they officially voted that they're going to go to the MLB with this. The resolution was unanimous, It noted, of course, the sign-stealing allegations brought against both the Astros and the Red Sox, and they are going to have a professional, detailed, I guess, request, and they're going to send it to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred to recall the World Series Commissioner's trophies and award them to the Dodgers.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's probably not going to work, but at least the city council approved it. Like, at least they're going to try.
It's kind of embarrassing, if you ask me.
Why?
Hey, we lost, but please give us a trophy.
The other team's cheated.
The Dodgers coming across like Saints fans right now.
Well, sometimes you get screwed. Sometimes you need a little help. You know, the man screws you.
NFL superstar, free agent, working out in Nashville. Now give it to me. You want to take a guess at who it is?
I hope it's Tom Brady.
Close?
No.
Close?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Cold?
Same initials.
Sure enough.
Philip Rivers?
Cold. Warmer. Warmer than Teddy Bridgewater.
Drew Brees?
Colder.
Is it a quarterback?
It's not.
Free agent.
Close to Tom Brady.
Close to Tom Brady.
Closer to Philip Rivers than Teddy Bridgewater.
So a white guy.
Okay.
Who is not a quarterback.
Right.
So Gronk.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Gronk.
Good job by you. Rob Gronkowski working out in Nashville.
He seems like a Nashville guy.
Would I take Tom Brady if it meant we got Gronk too at tight end?
You take Tom Brady?
Like, I don't want Tom Brady in the sense of Tom Brady just versus Ryan Tannehill. But, Cam, would I have to take Tom Brady and Gronk, a healed, healthy Gronk, in Nashville together?
You also get the opportunity to welcome me into the fan base.
Yeah, although some people have blamed you for the loss this last weekend.
Yeah, but, you know.
It'd be nice to have you on board for the time.
I do like Tom Brady.
Cam, thumbs up, thumbs down. Do I have to take Tom Brady? You can also answer. Do I have to take Tom Brady if I also get Gronk?
No, I think Tom Brady sucks now.
Okay, yeah, but Gronk's still probably pretty good.
Yeah, I think Gronk could still play, but I don't think it's going to help Brady out enough to make it that big of a difference, yeah.
I mean,
Still salty, yeah.
I mean, the pieces, like, it's been a long time since Tom Brady's been able to throw to guys like A.J. Brown and Corey Davis with a running back like Derrick Henry, you know?
Brady with Derrick Henry, huh?
It's been a while since he's had receivers who can get separation.
I mean, we were kind of working through it yesterday, like as far as Brady destinations, where is he going to have more weapons than Nashville?
If you throw Gronk back in there, I might have to change my answer. Brady is washed, but Gronk is, I don't know. Let's move on.
I got a new app that lets you identify strangers on the street.
Yeah, I saw this. Let's talk about it.
It's called the Clearview app. It lets strangers find your name and your information, including your address, with a simple snap of a photo.
I've been worried about this.
It may not be long before you can forget walking down the street anonymously.
I don't like this.
According to
who would like this? Like, who is letting this happen? This has gone too far.
Well, I don't know. But basically,
your address. Like, seriously, your address? Because obviously you're not going to be at home. If you snap my address and I'm not at home, guess what you can go do? Try to rob me.
Apparently.
Follow me home. This is like a stalker's dream.
It's called Clearview AI.
Poor women. They can't even walk down the street these days.
Apparently, it's an app. It's already being used by a lot of law enforcement agencies, including the FBI. But the app could be used, I guess, by regular people, too. And it would basically scrape a database of more than 3 billion pictures from, like, Facebook, Venmo, YouTube, and other sites, and then serve up matches. So you take a photo of a guy walking down the street, and it takes his face that you've captured and matches it up with these 3 billion, this database of
photos. I've always wondered how long we were away from this.
I don't know.
We already have the apps that do, like, inanimate objects.
Yeah.
And can, like, identify it.
This is a hot dog. It has 800 calories on it, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, like the Google Lens app, like, you just go, oh, what is this? Like, a plant or animal or something, it'll tell you what it is. But, yeah, this is creepy.
It's a scary world we live in.
The Clearview app isn't currently available to the public, but the Times say police officers and investors think it will be in the future. Law enforcement says they've used this app to solve crimes from shoplifting to child sexual exploitation to murder. This is, I don't like this. I don't think anybody likes this. Why would we want this? Like, unless you were going to just, like, try to creep on women.
That's basically, I mean.
This is a beautiful woman. Here, I don't want to go ask her her name or information, but I want to stalk her on Facebook.
It's going to really.
Get all of her information. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. Boom, here's her name. This sounds awful.
Going to really encourage stalking, I'm afraid.
Robbery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you figure out where somebody works and the hours of the day they're not home, you go break into their house.
Strong denial. Don't like it. I'm out on this one big time. Who the hell is for it? Who the hell is for it?
I mean, who does it help other than...
Creeps!
Like yeah, I mean, what are you going to...
Creeps!
Like, what's the good that it would do? I mean, I don't
nothing.
Know.
I mean, unless you just found somebody you want to be cool friends with, but like, who the hell wants to be... Approach through that.
That guy looks really cool. I'm going to see who he is.
Keep people from giving you a fake name out and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But, like, I mean, doesn't really seem to outweigh the risk of this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care for it.
We have a disgruntled baseball superstar.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
Well, this guy's in your division. This is big news for you. As Rockies superstar third baseman Nolan Arenado.
We're not worried about the Rockies.
No, but I mean, he's could be your new third baseman. You guys need a third baseman?
No.
No, you don't.
No, we're good at third base.
Yeah. Well, ooh. He made it clear he's unhappy with the club after they've been dangling him in trade talks. Their GM came out and said, "We're keeping him. He'll be with us." And now he's mad, and he says, "There's been a lot of disrespect from people here that I don't want to be a part of." You can quote that. You can quote that. There's been a lot of disrespect. So now he wants out, and now if you are the Braves or the Cardinals or a team trying to make a trade for him, it is the price is probably going down, right? The price has got to be going down. Now he's disgruntled. They had a little bit of leverage there and could have gotten a good return for him, but now that he's mad and made it clear, I would imagine people start offering less for him, knowing they have to kind of trade him.
Apparently the Dodgers are the perfect trade fit for Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, I was going to say, who plays third baseman for the Dodgers? I thought they had
Justin Turner. Yeah, that Turner. Guy that looks like Tormund.
Yeah.
From Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the redhead. I know who Justin.
Big red beard.
Big red guy. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. I thought he was good, but apparently.
I thought he was good, too.
Apparently, they say, according to these articles, that Nolan Arenado is the perfect trade. The Dodgers need Nolan Arenado. So, hey, if DodgerBlue.com says it, I guess I'm cool with it.
So, you changed your mind and you now care about the trade?
Well, I see three news reports. One's from Dodgers Nation, one's from DodgerBlue.com, the other one's from Dodgers Way. So,
and they all three agree.
They all say Nolan Arenado makes sense. How many Dodger websites can you have?
There's a big demand for it, bro. A lot of Dodgers fans out here.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about how many websites the Vols have?
Too many. Yeah, too many.
The Dodgers should probably have more, right?
I'd say the Dodgers are a bigger brand than the Vols.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
They got more fans?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, LA's pretty big, I guess.
Yeah. Plus, you throw in Brooklyn from back in the day and, you know.
You think there's a lot of Dodgers fans that started?
They're getting
in Brooklyn?
Old. They're getting old, but there's still some.
I'd imagine they switched to like the Yankees or Mets, probably.
There's still some geezers that remember the 55 Dodgers.
Yeah, but do they still care and like read up on them and stuff on the internet?
Maybe. I don't know. If you really like the 55 Dodgers, you were probably born in at least. You'd have to at least be born in 45.
Yeah.
To be 10 years old to enjoy baseball.
Right.
You know, so those guys are getting pretty old.
Okay. All right. Good deal. I finally watched Curb Your Enthusiasm last night. That's I say good. Finally, but it's just been like a day. It's been out for a day, but it was good. Music's playing.
Yeah, makes sense.
Makes me happy.
That's something we share.
I was a little nervous when it first started because You know, it's been a while. Those guys were looking old, but they still held it down.
Yeah, it's been on for like 20 years, hasn't it?
It has been on for 20 years. 10 seasons in 20 years. You know, it's been, you know, basically 7 years between the last two seasons. I mean, not a break, but like between like season 8 and 10, it's been 7 years or so.
You can see a big difference just in the way it's shot, like from season 1 to now, just the differences in camera.
I'm happy it's back, though. This music makes me happy. The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.